True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So Commander Reed had a good point, Sam. We need to redefine classic rock for that one category in mixtape. At 4:45.
Yeah. So you're talking classic rock in the eyes of somebody from 2000 or classic rock in the eyes of somebody from 2025?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to put together a classic rock and roll station here in Kansas City. And I'm going to set the parameters.
Okay.
The song would have to be from 1975. I cannot believe these words are coming out of my mouth.
Wow.
I cannot believe these words are coming out of my mouth. 1975. To 1995.
What?
Keep in mind, when we
That's like almost Led Zeppelin's entire catalog is now out of the picture.
No, it's not. They didn't break up until 1980.
Yeah, but John Bonham died in like
1980. And that's when they broke up.
The official qualifier for classic when it comes to song is 25 years.
Yeah.
By the way, that wasn't me showing my cards at all about what I was going to pick. So
I understand. You still have half.
It's deception.
You still have half of the Led Zeppelin catalog to choose from, just not the early stuff.
That means like I could pick a Soundgarden or Nirvana song and it's classic rock.
That is correct.
God.
Keep in mind, Nirvana's debut record came out 34 years ago.
Feel old yet?
When we were kids, when I was a kid in the 80s, when I tuned into like, you know, KY102 or 101 The Fox, they were playing songs from a decade prior.
Yeah.
And that was considered classic rock.
I mean, I grew up here in Kansas City and
so I'm giving you a 30 to 40 year window.
It's a big window. Really, it's the strategy of this game is I got to figure out what the demographic is that's listening to this right now and will vote for my song.
Now you're learning.
Okay, yeah.
Family Feud coming up.
First rodeo.
Family Feud coming up at 3:45 this afternoon. Mixtape at 4:45.
Double dipping.
The United States could see its population shrink for the first time ever in 2025 as immigration numbers and birth rates have plummeted, according to a new report. Net international migration to the U.S. in 2025 could drop to as low as negative 525,000 this year, according to an analysis by the American Enterprise Institute. With a net of 513 births reported by the U.S. Census last year, the U.S. could possibly lose 6,000 people, the first population decline in American history.
I've been talking about it for a couple of years. It's been a growing trend. We have not had a rebirth rate that is higher than the required rebirth rate for like a decade. The average couple needs to have 2.1 children to make up for the kids or the couples who do not have kids or people who don't get married and don't couple up to have kids. And I think recently we've been at like 1.8 or lower.
It says here, even during the American Civil War, when 700,000 Americans were killed, and even during the COVID pandemic, the U.S. population has always increased every year, even if not significantly. we have in the United States a sex recession.
Mm-hmm.
With America's fertility rate projected to average 1.6 births over the next 30 years. The replacement rate is 2.1.
Replacement rate, not rebirth rate, sorry. Read that last number one more time. You need 2.1. What are we at?
We are at 1.6.
That is catastrophic levels.
All right, so you heard him, people. Get it on.
Here it is.
There's a number of factors leading to it.
The survey found...
It's ultimately one factor that's leading to it.
The survey nice. Found... Well, and I'm going to get to that right okay. now. The survey found that in 1990, 55% of men and women in the United States were having sex every week. That number is now down to 37%.
Too many streaming services.
That is certainly one of them.
37% of men and women in the United States have sex every week.
The hypersexualization of society and the prevalence and availability of that specific type of content pushes people away from doing the actual act because that urge is, air quotes, satisfied.
You guys put the text line on my screen for the first time I've ever hosted this, and it just cracks me up.
This was a bad idea.
I mean, I love it.
Let me ask you something, though. What is wrong with the population decreasing? Why is that a bad thing?
Because, I mean, eventually, I mean, over the course of a long period of time, it goes to zero, right? Now, it's not going to do that. But
no, of course not.
Unless major circumstances change, it will continue in that trend, and yes, it will.
Because economically, things continue to grow, and if you don't have the population to support that.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.